About to record this as a podcast?
Duh.
Okay.
Damn, my life is too built for that.
Yo. Hit the thistle dance like I'm Mac Dre. Can't stop looking at it, no, them racks safe. Elevating, only half baked. I'm the Tiger Woods of the crap game. It'll all wash away with the champagne. Cause I bit down on it, left a bad taste. Where is Reverend L. Sharpton in the last days? Another bitch baptized, victim of the wave. Possessed, trying to get a nigga solar praise. Fool for the thought, he was so the same. I'm just trying to rise on the Apple place. This hot Jay-Z handle, yay. Dolo Velli might have sounded like a Yeezy quote. She a needy hoe, hit her with a peasy quote. Ended on a high note, something CeCe wrote. Crowns for the kings that BB sold. Being misled, I was told things. BB King dead on May 14th. Solitary, never been quarantined. We still going up May 14th.
I'm causing problems. You'll get us all killed. Give them what you got and get them out of here.
Shut the fuck up, fat man. This ain't none of your goddamn business.
Be cool, honey bunny. Be cool. No problem. I got it under control.
How the fuck you think with no ass? How the fuck you think with no ass got a smooth back? Hey, man. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. Or whenever the fuck y'all niggas are listening to this shit, I'm Meech. And I welcome you motherfuckers back to the Drug Table Talk Podcast with Meech and Spiff, man. We don't sell drugs. We sell knowledge and slang game, man. Hey, man. And as y'all know, my nigga Spiff at work.
Again. God damn it.
You hear me? But I got my baby in this bitch, man. Please introduce yourself, cuz.
I already know, man. It's young Dolo Velli, Senior Dolo Vellin, Dolo Hathaway.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Politically Incorrect.
Yes, sir.
So many young Percocets. I go for that.
Come on, man. Blicky Rosé.
Blicky Rosé. I might got the A.R. Smith.
Yes, sir.
We here.
Hey, man, shit, man, got another motherfucking podcast for you fuck niggas today, man. I ain't gonna even hold niggas up, but I'm kinda smacked.
I'm a little smizz, I'm a little trish.
I'm a little smacked, cuz, man, my baby came up in this bitch, man. You know, my nigga Spiff told me, my nigga, Solo got the edibles on deck now.
Yes, the fire edibles, though.
Man, tell me about that shit, cuz.
Man, these bitches so fire, dog. I got some fire ass weed butter, man. I pretty much been making cookies and shit. Yeah, my niggas high as hell and shit, but, you know.
Yeah.
Them bitches on deck, though. Them bitches, I be making something for like 10 and something for 20. But they worth every penny.
Absolutely, man. So, shit, man. Y'all tap in with my baby. Get y'all niggas a brownie or, you know, Rice Krispie treat or some shit like that. You
factuals,
know?
Factuals.
My nigga Chef Boyardee in the kitchen, man, with the edibles and shit.
Hell yeah, man. Come get you one, for real.
Man. Dog, man. I don't even know where to start at. And it's been, you know, let me tell you this, man. Lately, I haven't really been preparing much for the pod, man. I wanted to just come off natural as possible when it comes to this shit, man.
Yeah.
And you know, periodically I might jot down a thing or two that might be on my mind or whatever, but one thing that really stood out the other day is, you know, my baby Dolo Valley takes me, you know, a particular video.
Ooh, we getting right into it.
I mean, you know, why waste time? Because we've been talking about this, like, ongoing for, like, the last, what, I would say, for, like, the last, like, month or so or more.
About a month.
Yeah. But my baby sent me a video. This nigga Tory Lanez finally, you know, addressing the public, you know, telling his side, or I guess, you know, just trying to answer a few questions that the people had, man.
Yeah, man. I'm going to tread lightly because, you know, I'm Mr. Politically Incorrect, so I don't want to come off. As you know, fuck it, man.
Man, hey, man. At some point, man, the truth is going to come out some way, somehow, man. This is just, you know, we just strictly speculating, man. We don't know what the fuck really happened, man. We just talking about it amongst ourselves.
Yeah, but, you know, based off the video, you know, I seen, I wanted to just say, everybody owe me and Tory Lanez an apology for real.
You gotta relax, dog. I swear you gotta relax.
But he has some solid ass points.
Please, please tell me.
He said, now I'm misquoting because I was hiding the bitch off the edibles, you know. But when I watched the video, he said in Meg's report, the nigga hopped out and shot her. She hopped back in the car and they got pulled over.
That's a fact.
Who in the fuck is gonna sit around a nigga that just shot you in the foot?
That's a fact. That is true.
Unless he held her hostage, but that would be something else that you tell the police. Like,
absolutely.
Unless he, bitch, get back in the car type shit. But, and then, like, the fact that it's not even a gun in the situation, it could have been some glass, like.
I think that's what Meg said, that, you know, originally when, you know, her injuries were, you know, I guess treated or whatever, she said that she slipped and, you know, on some glass, and that's how her foot got cut up.
Right.
Cool. Now, I go back to what Meg said, that originally when she got shot, she didn't want to tell the police because she was scared.
All right, but I do say this. Tory Lanez made another great point. It's so many fucking bones and tendons in your foot.
That is true.
And not one of them, the bullet, you mean to tell me the bullet went through and through?
But I think that goes back to what, you know, we were trying to allude, or at least what I was trying to explain to the people, is that it could have been as possible, like, it might have ricocheted. You know, it might have bounced off of some shit and maybe grazed her foot or maybe damaged her foot, you know, not directly coming from a gunshot wound.
Right. It could have.
So, I mean, it's all possible that could have happened, but I do agree with you. It's many, so many, like, tiny bones in your damn foot, to whereas you would think that it would have shattered some bones, in which it looked like it was more like a flesh wound than anything.
But I'm pretty sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know, listeners too, but it's like, Tory is saying a gun is not even involved in the situation. Like, Tory is saying Meg is the one that said it was a gun involved. Nobody else, that was never in any police reports. Right. But when the story started putting Meg in a negative light, she was the one that brought that out. Like,
My thing is that what would prompt her to lie and say that she was shot by a gun? I don't think she lying, man. I mean,
this is another thing about Tory Lanez. It says, like, we always looked at Meg as a motherfucking sweetheart.
Yeah.
America's sweetheart. You feel me?
True.
When she got put in that negative light, somebody probably advised her. And Tory had a great point. He said he knows what it's like to lose a parent. And he said sometimes we get misguided by people that have parental characteristics after losing a parent. And he said maybe somebody swayed her. Maybe somebody with this type of influence in her life swayed her into
sex. Are you trying to say that someone influenced her to lie?
That's what Tory Lanez said. I'm just saying, like, Tory Lanez made it make way more sense than motherfucking Meg Thee Stallion. That's all I'm saying. It makes way more sense.
I get you. I get you.
And for her to bring down this black man at March with Breonna Taylor.
Wow.
Meg, we love you. But if we canceling Tory Lanez, in the words of Nino Brown, cancel that bitch.
Boy, we gonna get canceled, dog.
I'm already canceled. I'm just bringing myself back.
Oh, too smacked for this. Oh, dog. It's so many holes in this argument, man. But I feel like there is so many more facts and truths that's going to come out soon. Now, listen. When I watched that damn video, of course, you know, I had to go through the comments and shit. Mm-hmm. I had to see what motherfuckers was talking about.
Right.
And one thing, one comment that stuck out to me the most was somebody's tried to say that Tory Lanez was fucking Meg Thee Stallion's best friend, Kelce. Cool.
Okay.
Meg, in turn, start fucking on motherfucking Tory. I go on to read further that after the Kardashian party, niggas is drunk, and they say that Meg and Kelce find out, you know, they fucking the same nigga, and they be and they was scrapping in the car, you know, fucking around, fighting in the car and shit. Now it was possible that this nigga Tory probably pulled out the gun in the hopes of trying to stop these hoes from fighting. Excuse my language. Stop these women from fighting. And in turn, maybe, you know, somehow injuring someone in the process.
Well, I mean, that could be a theory. Guns, love, and alcohol could turn violence into some shit like that. I could definitely see that. But, That's a great theory too. I was reading the comments and I seen a lot of, you know, different interesting points. Mainly a lot of people were still like backing Megan. Then a lot of people were like finally coming to their senses. Well, not to their senses, but like saying like, oh, well, Tory, we believe you now, like this type of shit.
I still don't believe this nigga fully, man. And it's possibly because if this is my thing, man. If you are innocent in the fact, what's the problem with coming out and be like, just straight up off the fact that when speculation was coming about, when niggas was trying to point fingers, why don't you just be like, nigga, that wasn't me, nigga, I ain't do that shit.
He's explaining that shit. He says in the LA Times, it was a story that came out and it said it was no gunshot in the initial police report. He said, well, maybe some people see this and know, like, he didn't do it.
Right.
He was trying to let the people be the people. He's like, he explains everything. Like,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like, he didn't want to come out and say anything to make it look like he was guilty. Like, he break it down. He said if he came out and said something, it was going to make him look like he was guilty. If he apologized about the situation, even though he didn't do what the people think, it's going to make it look like he guilty. So his people just told him to be quiet.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
But my nigga Tory said, you assassinating my character.
Damn, man. I mean, but I still, me personally, I still don't want to point fingers and just start saying, like, this bitch Meg. And I need to stop calling her a bitch.
No, man. This woman. Call her one.
This woman. This woman. This nice, beautiful, bodacious, thick-thighed, heavy ass wealthy woman is lying, man. I still don't want to say that she's lying. Someone shot this woman. Someone injured this woman, dog.
Maybe she injured herself.
Maybe. There's still things that need to be spoke about.
Yeah, definitely. We still ain't got everything, but.
Because, I mean, I see what Tory's trying to do. He's trying to take the higher road when it comes to this type of shit.
Yeah.
He's trying to make sure that, you know, well, I'm just, you know, on the outside looking in, making sure that all the facts come out first before everything. And I get it. But because even in his argument, he still, I think.
He ain't say nothing bad with no malice at all.
Yeah, and even in that, he still was saying, like, shit, I still consider her as a friend, you know, right. And I hope that she'd, you know, look at me as well.
Yeah.
In that type of light.
Man, but if Meg lied, what does that say about her? We don't cancel her now? If she lied?
I'm going to still give her benefit
of the
doubt.
She giving me all toxic vibes.
Don't all these bitches give us toxic
Yeah, but. I'm just saying, man, let's bring it to the light. Let's put her underneath the examination now.
I agree. I mean, you know, whether the facts come out and everything, you know, point in towards, you know, Tory's favor,
mm-hmm.
you know, she have to be, you know.
Held accountable.
I absolutely agree.
And I want niggas to say that Meg is canceled like they said Tory was canceled. If this happens.
Yeah.
Because it's the same. Niggas wouldn't forgive Tory for shooting a female under no circumstance. And why would we forgive Meg for lying on a nigga?
Absolutely.
And say she's not canceled. And that's all I'm gonna say about it.
Even though, like, and I keep going back to this point, she did say that originally she was trying to protect a nigga, man. But
he said something about this too. He says, okay, cool. Even if you lied to the police, there's no bullet wounds. True. Doesn't the medical examiner have to say something? Like, isn't he going to say something when he looks at the shit?
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, she kind of fucked herself in that right, being that she did not tell the truth. That's if she got shot, you know. And I'm going to still lean on the fact that somehow she was probably shot in the situation, but she kind of fucked herself over. If you tell the police that you slipped on glass, cool, fine. If you go to the hospital or whatever, mm-hmm. medical records show that you still didn't say that you were shot by a gun, and instead you were still leaning on the glass incident.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, you know, that's probably the people that you want to really tell, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the medical officials, you never know, like, what damages can happen from a gunshot wound, especially to your feet.
Exactly. And even in her picture, it had to have been a fresh picture. It looked like a fresh picture.
Talking about the one when she showed her foot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It seemed like it was probably healing
by
that
point. Why is she not in? You think it was healed by that point?
I think it was later down the line.
Oh, okay.
I think it might have been maybe a couple weeks into the injury.
Okay. But, yeah. I don't know. That's all I pretty much really wanted to say is that I hope I don't think that's going to happen because, for one, people not even talk about it no more. Now that Tory has finally came out, nobody want to talk
about
it no
more. The story is kind of old. And I feel like, you know, people are still trying to, you know, wait for more information to come out.
And people want to cancel who they want to cancel. They don't want to cancel Meg. They said, oh, Meg might have lied. Oh, we don't care. We're moving on. We still not trying to hear Tory's side of the story.
Man, and I'm glad you brought that up because I feel like that's been, you know, one of the topics that we probably talk about a lot as well, too, as mm-hmm. far as, like, cancel culture mm-hmm. and everything like that. And I feel like there's certain types of cancel culture, you know, because sometimes a nigga core base is still rock with a nigga despite, you know, whatever the fuck they really did. Facts. And it depends on what this person did at the same time, too.
Yeah, facts.
Like, you know, if you out here touching little boys and little girls and, like, doing some wild
niggas
wasn't pedophile shit.
With Michael Jackson.
Yeah, true.
Niggas ain't gonna stop fucking Michael Jackson.
like, at the same time, I wouldn't let my son sleep in the same bed with that nigga. But, you know, but still, man, you know, because even in that Michael Jackson situation, man, some of the guys, or, you know, some of the people that was involved in that situation came back and was like, well, yeah, you know, my mom told me to lie, or my dad told me to lie about that shit. You know, I don't remember that shit happening. Like, niggas, like, definitely recanted a lot of their, you know, statements and shit.
Yeah, facts. That definitely happened. You feel me?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be hush money, but I don't think Michael Jackson did that shit.
Nah. I mean, as far as, like, everybody that I saw interviews with, that interacted with Michael Jackson and shit, all them niggas like, nigga, I ain't never seen no goddamn kids around Neverland. Or, you know, like, this nigga was a cool, funny, you know, did goofy shit.
Yeah, I don't think Mike was on that shit, man. I give Mike the benefit of the doubt, like.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, I don't know what happens when niggas, you know, is away from. You know, everybody got their own weird fetishes in some type of way. No matter who the fuck you are, nigga, I got a weird fetish. I'm pretty sure this nigga Solo probably suck toes or something. I don't know. But everybody got their weird shit that they do. But I don't think Mike Jack weird shit was little boys, man.
You think Mike like bitches? Nigga, you wrote Billy Jean, man.
Yeah. I think he like bitches. I think he like white bitches.
You think he like white bitches?
I think he like white bitches. I don't think he liked them like them thick black bitches like the way we like and shit.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, his baby mama is allegedly white.
Them ain't his kids though.
They don't look like shit like doggy dog.
That ain't white Jackie kid.
You would have thought they would have came out with a little ounce of black, but them motherfuckers.
They would have came out looking like Janet Jackson on Good Time.
Facts. But back to that cancel culture shit, like, nigga, that shit is, like, really, like, the old man. Yeah. And as much as I'm glad this shit came up, because, nigga, I was listening to that whole ass Joe Rogan and shit. He got my nigga Ye on that motherfucker.
Yeah, dog. I ain't watching it. Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, whenever you get a chance, man, watch that shit. It's long as dog shit. Yeah. And I think I'm, like, 2 hours in, and it's, like, 3 hours long. Mm-hmm. But
it's worth it, though.
It's definitely worth it. I think it's more just to see how Kanye brain works. And it's not necessarily about what he's saying. It's just about the thoughts that you can honestly, like, hear come out without him even trying to, you know, organize some thoughts. I know it sounds kind of confusing, but you'll understand if you saw it.
It sounds like a Kanye interview. Yeah.
Absolutely. But, you know, this nigga Joe Rogan pretty much asked this nigga, like, you know, pretty easy questions, and really just letting him speak.
Yeah.
And Kanye can go into, like, five different, you know, tangents at once. You feel me?
Get to call himself Walt Disney.
Absolutely.
Probably call Joe Rogan Socrates or some shit.
For real. Like, yeah. But you can see, like, you know, that nigga got a lot of thoughts and a lot of things that he need to work out in his head, but honestly, that nigga Kanye is brilliant, man. He is a genius, man. No, I feel
Kanye
it.
Definitely a genius. He just don't know how to articulate himself all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense, but you kind of, like, everybody not going to pick up on what Kanye be putting down.
Absolutely. Because even he broke down, like, the whole, you know, slavery is a choice type shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to put it in terms of, like, you know, music and record contracts and shit. Like, niggas don't have to sign those contracts, but you got to realize that these record industries are preying on, you know, the young, the broke, you know, niggas. This nigga got his ass cracked. But the record industry is preying on a lot of, you know, impoverished communities and shit. As much as we probably don't want to sign these contracts, but at the same time, we have to make a better way for our families and shit. So that's basically what Kanye was saying. It's just that he get tied up in eight different things that he's thinking about at one time.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. I feel like another point to that record industry shit is, like, just the ignorance, like, not knowing another route but signing a record deal as a
right
a young nigga, yo goal, it's misinformation and then it's ignorance. Like, your goal is to sign a record deal. Like, yeah, that's all you see, niggas signing their record deal. And
I mean, and niggas made it popular. Niggas made it, you know. Yeah.
And this, and the money that they throwing on record deals is money to a lot of these niggas. Like,
absolutely.
It ain't petroleum and coal money, but it's J. Cole money.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like.
And I definitely agree. I mean, it's niggas that's out here getting fucked over in the process. And that, you know. You know, that happens.
Yeah.
But, and I always told this nigga this, I always told Spiff this shit too. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, if this nigga Joe Rogan can get, I think he, what'd he get, like 400 M's, you know, to what? Go to Spotify?
He get 400 million?
Yeah, I think his contract was like 400 M's.
400 million.
Yeah. Shit, that nigga Bill Simmons. Remember Bill Simmons? He used to be on ESPN and shit.
Yeah.
That nigga got a quarter. He got 250 M's.
Damn. For the, just to do podcasts?
Just to do podcasts.
What in the fuck?
Yeah. But like I was saying, man, like I told Spiff, I'm like, shit, if Joe Rogan get 400, I know we can get one.
Yeah, at least one of them bitches.
You feel me?
We can for sure get at you least one. You feel
me? I'm signing to whoever. But I had to look and think about, I'm like, damn, if we sign away our likeness and shit and we just get tied up on just this $1 million, how much is we making for, you know, the next company and shit? How much money you think we going to be making for YouTube or Spotify or whoever, man?
Some shit.
Yeah.
Some shit. If they giving away 400 M's, they got to be making some shit.
They got to be making some shit. It got to be.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Man, but I'll say all that to say this, man. Kanye, man, I don't know the right way to try to facilitate his thoughts and things or such, but that nigga's a genius, man. He got to figure out a way to try to, you know, try to get all his thoughts in order, man. This nigga is just too...
Oh. He just dropped that bitch.
Yeah, excuse me, man. We up here watching this goddamn Chiefs game. This nigga... Pat Mahomes just be throwing anything and putting that bitch in niggas' hands, dog. This shit is crazy.
Well, yeah, man. Kanye, dog. Kanye definitely just so ahead of his time, bro. Like,
yeah.
With everything he do. Like, even the designs on the sneakers. Like, when them bitches first came out, niggas was hawing them bitches.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I was hawing them bitches, man.
And now them bitches like a Jordan damn near, like.
For real, nigga. Yeah. I got a pair of Yeezys my damn self. Hell, my baby got on some night, you feel me?
Yeah, bro. So it's just like, even with like content and music, like.
Yeah.
When Yeezys came out, niggas was like, this shit is ass. Pure trash.
Absolutely. Like,
now, nigga, that's the main sound for niggas, like...
Nigga, that's the sound that's going on right now and shit.
Yeah, bro, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, that nigga just, he in the future, bro, as a thinker.
I mean, even us, I mean, I know we didn't talk about this shit on the pod before, but, you know, me and Spiff, man, when we first bought Yeezus and we slapped that bitch in the car, of course, you know, we had our shit that we liked, mm-hmm. and then we was like, something is different, but I don't know, we'll come back to it, you feel me, mm-hmm. type shit. Right. And then we saw Blood on the Leaves, him perform that shit on the MTV, or was it BET? I forget. Right. And I was like, and I saw visually what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, this shit different.
Yeah.
Now I was like, nigga, as soon as we got back in the car, nigga, that same night, man, we listened to that shit with a different type of brain, man.
Yeah,
different facts. Type of emotion, man.
Facts, man. Like, I say... pretty much every Kanye album that come out, I say that bitch trash at first, and then like it'll grow on me. Like,
yeah,
the new Ye album, I'm bro. You can ask niggas. We listen to that bitch in the studio. We in there laughing at this nigga, dog. This nigga talk about some, and we up in this bitch too. They turn the club off. I'm laughing like, bro, this shit is garbage, dog. Like,
but then you realize, like, this shit kind of hard, man. Yeah,
like, this shit hard as hell. Like.
Man, what was the last album that you went back and was like, oh, man, I had my nuts crossed. This shit is kind of harder than what I thought.
That Day's Love album. I ain't gonna lie. That's literally the last one.
Damn, man.
And shout out to my CNC niggas, but I thought that shit was trash when I first heard that shit. I thought that shit was bun.
Dog, I mean this with all respect, man. I mean this with all respect, man. I don't know what it is, man. And I don't wanna come off and sound like I'm shitting on Dej or, you know, not appreciate her creativity and her music and things of such. But it's something missing about that damn project, cuz.
Look, I appreciate the album because it's what got Dej on.
Right.
The Try Me shit, after that, she kind of strayed away from the Try Me. We'll shoot you niggas up. Raps. You feel me? And she was never overly aggressive. We'll shoot you niggas up. Rapper. But it's back to that, you know, that ghetto side of her, you feel me? Like, still letting you know that it'll get ugly if you want it to. Like, the reasons, like, niggas start fucking with Dej, like, is in this project. Like, she really talking crazy on a lot of shit.
Man, she be talking that saucy shit,
man. Yeah, she be talking that real shit. But, what else I was gonna say? And a lot of these new niggas sound like Dej Loaf.
I guess that's what my thought was coming into, you know, listening to her project, because I heard a lot of niggas say, like, man, A Boogie with the Hoodie pretty much stole her shit and just ran with it.
Nigga, I think Roddy Ricch sound like that.
I was just about to bring that shit up, too. I heard niggas try to say, like, you know, there's some type of influences even in Roddy Ricch shit, you know, that he was probably influenced by the Dej Loaf, you feel me? And I hear it, you know. And mind you, I love all Crip rappers, man. I fuck Roddy, man. I feel like he had the hardest album that I heard in a very long time. I still listen to that shit to this day.
Same.
Man. But I still feel as if they should have came to this album, did what them niggas do, but better, you feel me?
Yeah. It definitely.
I feel like she took a, me personally, I feel like she took a step back.
Damn, you say a step back? I say this was great for her career, because, like, even though I do like what Dej has put out since Try Me, the, what's that record I think she had?
The one Back Above Me?
No, it was like No Fear or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like, that you talking about the dancey one?
Yeah. You know, very spiritual, very, you know, Life Jennings-y. That's a new phrase, Life Jennings-y. But,
yeah.
Like, it's, you know, it's very, like, vibrant vibes, and it's not the street shit, but this is what brought her back to why we fell in love with Dej Loaf.
Yeah.
And I fuck with it.
I'm gonna go back and listen to that shit again, man.
Like I say, she could have left out a few of the records with Rick Ross and Griselda. I don't feel like it was the right type of production for those features, but the other features is hard. Like, the song she got with Uzi on that bitch is hard. Who else she got a song with on that bitch?
She got Big Sean on that bitch.
Yeah,
she got. I like the Black song, man. The song that she got with Black on that bitch.
Oh, Six Lack?
Yes.
Yeah.
Six Lack. Yeah, Six Lack on that motherfucker. I think he was the last song, or the second to last song on that bitch.
It's on with Gunna Hard, too. Yeah, I think that's the last song, too.
I'm sleeping on the Gunna's. I'm sleeping on the Gunna track. I ain't really fuck with that one like that.
I feel
like that's another one niggas like, yeah, Gunna be on some day shit. But I don't know, man. He more of a thug to me, but.
Yeah, I feel it. But yeah, she definitely swagging on this bitch, though. For real. She vibing on this bitch.
This nigga Spiff calling while we on the pod. What's cracking, cuz?
Hey, man. I need a favor.
This nigga, dog. What you need?
You know what time the dispensary closed?
Damn, man. I wish you would have told me that, like, nigga, when you let me in, I would have went for you.
Damn, my bad. I wasn't thinking. I'm hungover for real.
I mean, I don't know, but shit, me and Solo can probably slide up there after we get done with this pod and shit. All
right, for sure.
Or if not, we can just go tomorrow. They go on my lunch break or something. All right,
for sure. If they is, I just need two carts. You feel me? And I just give you the money.
All right, for sure.
All right, for sure. Good luck.
Yeah. There you go, people. You heard Spiff, man. He's at work, nigga, thinking about weed and shit.
For real.
I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about, man.
Yeah, shit.
But basically, I know we was talking about something about Dage, man. Oh, yeah. I know what I was about to say, man. Because I know you brought up the whole CMC shit, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad, you know, one of the niggas, you know, commented and shit. Mm-hmm. But I posted on Twitter. I was like, man, something is missing with this day shit, man. I don't know what it is, but I feel like she need to call Woods a choice soon.
Yeah, she definitely need, bro. She needs some choice in Woods and some Eli.
Yeah, shout out to Eli, man.
Yeah, man. In the future,
but shit, even my nigga Big, he responded, and I think he agreed with me, man.
I agree with you, shit. If ain't nobody else gonna say that shit.
Yeah, man. It's something about, especially with Woods, man, and with the things that he do production-wise, man, especially on the keys, and, you know, my nigga Choice on some whole left field, but at the same time, ghetto as fuck.
Yeah.
I feel like that would probably bring out the best in Dage, man, because something, like I say, man, something is missing from that shit, dog. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I definitely feel it. I definitely feel it. But I do appreciate this effort from Dage.
Yeah. But on the flip side, man, I fuck with that nigga Ty Dolla shit, man.
Yeah, that nigga shit. I ain't never even listened to a Ty Dolla album. I don't know if he ever came out with an album before this.
Yeah, but he had Free TC, and he had a bunch of, like, mixtape.
Yeah. But this shit is hard. Like,
yeah,
you could kind of tell he was fucking with Kanye.
Yeah, I mean, don't they got like two songs on that bitch with each other?
If I'm not mistaken, I think so.
Yeah, I think Kanye was like on a hook or something for one.
Yeah, but that shit is vibes. Like, I definitely appreciate this album. This is one of my favorite albums to come out this year.
Yeah, I fuck with Ty Dolla right now. Cause I'm about to hit this motherfucking wax and hop back in the car and listen to this shit all the way home.
Yeah.
You mean?
And the Tyrone 2021 shit, that shit is hard with Big Sean. Yeah. That Roddy Ricch shit is hard.
Yeah.
That Future and Young Thug. Nigga, he brought back Music Soul Child on this bitch.
What the fuck that nigga music been, dog?
Yeah.
Nigga, I saw a meme and shit. Nigga, they put a picture of Sada and Music next to each other. And, like, nigga.
Oh, look alike.
Yeah. Type shit.
You know they tried to cancel this nigga Sada?
Dog, I had that on my docket, dog. I had that on my docket. I meant to bring that up about the cancel culture shit.
Oh,
I mean to bring that shit up, but we kind of went on talking about some other shit. Yeah. But, yes, dog. All right, man. As far as with cancel culture, because especially with these Twitter activists, especially with these Instagram, you know, preachers and shit, man, there has to be some type of, what's the word, is there like a time limit as far as when it comes to like tweets and maybe some questionable posts that you have made over the years, man? Because, you know, before we talk about Sada, I take it back to, like, Kevin Hart shit. Nigga, they tried to cancel Kevin Hart for, like, some tweets that he did, and it was, like, 8 years ago.
What that nigga was talking about?
He was basically talking about, like, you know, he had made, like, some jokes about, like, if his son was gay, this type of shit, this, that, and third, or whatever. Niggas tried to cancel him for, like, some jokes he made, like, 8, 9, 10 years ago type shit.
Well, I mean, listen, this is the thing. You cannot hold a nigga accountable for what he tweeted when he was broke.
Facts.
For real, for real.
No cap.
For real.
No cap.
Like, bro, everybody done tweeted some bullshit when they was broke.
For real. Nigga, I'm glad you brought that up, dog. Nigga, as soon as the Sada shit came out, man, and I know we gonna dive in a little deeper, but I had to go back. Nigga, as soon as the Sada shit came out, nigga, I started, nigga, I added added myself, nigga, and just put in questionable things that I might have, like, said.
Right.
And I was like, ooh, I was tripping. Delete. I was like, damn, I ain't mean to go that hard. Like, yeah. I was on that bitch talking shit about Chris Brown.
And
I was like, I like Chris Brown.
What I don't you want saying to, about Chris
nigga,
Brown?
I was like, man, this is the greatest crackhead of all time.
Damn.
And I was like, delete. I was like, if I ever run into this nigga Chris Brown, I'd be mad if he just haul off and punch me in my shit. And I like this nigga, dog. Let me delete this shit before it come out.
Yeah, for real.
I done made like questionable posts about bitches and shit. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, bro. Like, that's why I delete Twitter so much, bro. I'm like, I do not want niggas to see none of this shit.
Absolutely.
Like, duh.
Nigga, I talk a lot of shit on this motherfucking podcast and shit. And I'm pretty sure, like, eventually, like, when this shit pop off, niggas gonna be like, niggas gonna go back and be like, man, this nigga Meech did some questionable shit.
Yeah, you might have to delete a few episodes about this shit.
Duh, some of the shit that I ain't gonna even say. But you know what? Fuck it, nigga. I don't give a fuck about cancel culture. Nigga, we saw a trans person at the liquor store, mm-hmm. and me and Spiff had said some insensitive jokes and shit.
All right.
And I had to go back and I edit that shit. And as I look back, I probably shouldn't have, man.
Yeah.
Just off the fact that I just want to show people the growth. We don't have no ill will to the LGBTQ community. We just wanted to get some jokes off at the time, but I can see how that shit can be insensitive.
I think Dave Chappelle, he found ways to like make fun of them, like, and it not be like super like rude and crazy.
Yeah,
but Dave Chappelle, like, he's in his comedy, like, not a lot of people not going to agree with me, but in his comedy, he shows it's okay to feel how you feel. Like, absolutely. It's okay to be who you are. Like, and
but everybody can get these jokes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody can catch these jokes, bro. Like, we can't be too sensitive to where we can't joke with each other. Like,
absolutely.
And if I get canceled for some shit I said in the past, half of the time, I do not be serious
at all.
Shit. Like, at all. I just be talking shit. So, it just is what it is. Like, catch these jokes. Like,
yeah. I mean, but going back to, like, the whole side of thing, man. Mm-hmm. Like, some of that shit was just like, my nigga, relax.
What he was saying, though? Man, I don't even know what he was saying.
I mean, he pretty much was like, man, I'm going to put a roofie in this bitch drink and rape her.
Whoa.
I'm going to rape this bitch. Well. And then he made some... And this is where you know you fucked up, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you start coming for like Beyonce, nigga.
Oh.
And he said like some bullshit about Beyonce. I don't know why hoes fuck with Beyonce. Beyonce ain't shit, like that type of shit.
Sada.
Yeah. And then he made, you know, he let the F word go, faggot, you know, go off several times. Like, you know, I hate fags. I hope they die type shit.
Damn.
Like he covered it all.
If this nigga was talking like this, maybe this nigga should be canceled.
But I say all that to say this, like, nigga, like you brought it up, man. You can't cancel me for some shit I said when I was broke.
Yeah, that
and,
is true.
Nigga, he made these tweets, nigga. It was like back in like 2010, 2011. Yeah. That shit was like
niggas
so...
probably young as shit.
Yeah, that shit was so long ago.
That nigga was probably young as shit.
I think he said like he said that shit when he was like 18 or 19. Nigga, I know I said some wild questionable shit at 18 and 19, dog.
Facts and shit. Niggas still kids for real.
Exactly, man.
Yeah, bro.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, if he ran into Beyonce today, nigga, he wouldn't have that same energy, man.
Yeah,
we appreciate her greatness, but, nigga, I feel like it was all the time where I felt like, you know, women probably overhype Beyonce.
Damn.
But as I you be killing me, dog. But I feel like over the years, man, I've grown to appreciate her talent and everything, man. There's no denying, you know, Beyonce and her talent.
Look, man, Beehive already know how much I rock with Beyonce, man.
Absolutely. I love Beyonce.
I'ma just say, after Mike Jack, she's the greatest entertainer that this planet has witnessed.
No cap. No cap on your rap.
And that's just to start off the list. I don't want to go too deep. Niggas know how I feel about Beyonce. And that Beyonce shit was a little offensive to me and the rest of the Beehive. But, you know, like you say, man, we can't just cancel this nigga off some shit he said when he was 18 and shit.
So, I mean, you know, niggas, like, you know you popping when you, like, hit the shade room and shit like that. You feel me? That was, like, the first time I seen, like, Sada, like, on the shade room. He might have been on that shit before. Mm-hmm. Maybe dealing with, like, Nicki doing a remix.
It's that whole lot of choppers, man.
Yeah, man.
When white people start fucking with him, that's when you start getting canceled when white people absolutely fuck with you.
I mean, I've seen people in the comments like, damn, his 15 minutes of fame ended real quick. But I don't think niggas really took that shit that serious, to be honest with you, man.
Yeah, that nigga not canceled.
Nah, I don't see him being canceled. I still see him moving and grooving with the best of them and all that shit.
Yeah, bro, that nigga just did a song with Nicki Minaj. That nigga's not canceled.
Hell no, man. That's only going up from here.
Yeah, they probably still making TikToks to that shit.
Absolutely. Real. Absolutely, man. You know, niggas gonna say what they want to say about the whole situation and shit, but the niggas still gonna keep winning.
Yeah, facts.
You know, nigga gonna still keep doing him, still providing for his family and all that shit. I fuck with it, man.
Hell yeah, man.
I like these ghetto niggas nowadays, man. All of them.
Yeah, no cap.
Nigga, shit. Especially a nigga. You want to know who my favorite rapper is right now?
Who?
The Coochie Man.
Damn.
YNJ.
Wow.
That little nigga be talking some bullshit.
Like when YN is on the song with like a nigga like Louis Ray, it compliments. But like, I'm not a big fan of his solo shit. I kind of get tired of his flow like after a while. Like,
he be rapping, hey, dog. Dog, the song that he got with Yachty. He was talking that shit.
Call of Duty, only difference is I got a real gun.
That shit is hard.
That shit hard, though.
He said, oh, the ops at the party, I'ma still come.
That's what I'm saying.
That
like,
shit is hard.
When he's on a song with somebody else, I pretty much love it. He got a couple solo songs that's straight, but it's like, I kind of get tired of that flow.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, he pretty much has kind of found a lane.
Yeah,
and he just exploiting that shit.
Hell yeah.
You know, he just showing his creativity. That's what I like about it. It's just like the whole, like, moniker of the Coochie Man, you feel me?
Yeah. That shit's hard. That shit is definitely hard.
Like, that shit remind me of, like, some shit I probably would have thought of back when I was in high school. For real.
Man, that shit is hard, though, for real. That nigga out of here, though. He just got a song with Uzi.
Yeah, I saw that he was out there hanging with Uzi. Yeah. I fuck with Yachty, man. I like the man, new Detroit Yachty.
Trying to take Detroit wave and just run with it.
You think he trying to take the wave, man?
He just trying to capitalize on the wave.
Niggas is definitely starting to realize, like, our potential here in the city and shit. And I do feel like, you know, some niggas probably trying to ride the wave, man. But at the same time, who better to do it than us? Like, niggas can try to do it, but, you know, that's...
Yeah, niggas, it ain't gonna sound like us.
Hell nah.
You know what's gonna ruin Detroit hip-hop?
What?
When Drake hop on a Detroit beat.
Damn. Certified Lover Boy gonna be produced by a hell of a...
Man, that might be the end, bro.
Damn, that shit crazy.
It's great Detroit music.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That might just shed a light on it, man. I mean, if you think about it.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, niggas might really start looking and, you know, putting eyes, you know, on our city and shit like that.
Man, it's so many people buying our song right now, though. Like,
ooh, I seen, was it you that retweeted some shit?
I ain't gonna retweet no other.
Or was it Mike B?
Yeah, it might.
I think it might have been Mike B.
I seen the same post.
Yeah, but it was some Louisville
niggas.
Yeah, it was definitely, man, and they was rapping on a definitely Detroit beat, sounded like a Detroit nigga. It was a white boy at that too,
man.
Fake ass Jack Harlow.
Real. But I'm like, dog, this shit is terrible, bro. Like.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I think I think in the near future, man, it's gonna be a lot of niggas that's gonna be trying to exploit our sound, man.
Man, literally every state down there is starting to do that shit, like Milwaukee, Chicago.
Yeah.
It's just so many niggas, man. And I fuck with Bay niggas, but y'all Bay niggas, stop saying we cousins. Y'all niggas biting our
relax.
Style. Y'all jocking our shit, and we want it back.
Relax. Damn. You gotta relax. I fuck with the Bay.
I fuck with the Bay, too. I get the cousin shit sounds being similar, but a lot of y'all niggas are biting our shit.
No cap. Oh, man. Look at me. Feed into the bullshit, man. Listen, I fuck with the Bay, man.
I do, too.
I fuck with
him. I definitely fuck with the Bay.
This nigga just tore his knee up.
Damn. They been fucking this nigga. They been beating this nigga ass this game.
But back to what you were saying as far as, like, the Detroit shit. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I feel like we brought this up. When we first saw, like, Babyface and, like, Future and all them boys together, mm-hmm. and shit, I necessarily would hate for niggas to take our sound and not give us credit. Like, I don't want to, like, hear, you know, Future new shit sound like the shit that we've been accustomed to hearing for, like, the last 10 years. Yeah. And niggas be like, oh, Future did it again. He started some new shit. Yeah. And I'd be like, nigga, that's the GT Babyface flow, nigga, that we've been hearing for, like, the last 10 years. Man, I just want us to get our credit as well, too, though.
It was niggas not trying to give us our credit for Cartier's.
Facts. Like, I saw a lot of niggas say, like, nigga, that's some Atlanta shit.
I heard some Connecticut shit.
Like, Connecticut?
Who the fuck live in Connecticut, nigga?
Frog. Oh, Camel the frog face ass. God damn.
Who the fuck is from Connecticut, though?
Nigga, ain't no niggas living in Connecticut. That shit is fucked up. Shout out to all my Connecticut niggas, man, that be listening to the podcast and shit, man.
It's a Connecticut niggas listen to this shit.
Dog, I said this shit to Spiff, dog. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck live in Connecticut. But, nigga, we definitely got a cluster of people that listen to this shit in Connecticut.
Shout out to my Connecticut niggas. My bad. Duh. Just joking.
Let me see if I can pull this shit up. I said it to Spiff, man. Like,
damn. I just dissed the Connecticut fans real quick.
Real quick, nigga. We are canceled.
We canceled after this episode.
Yeah, I showed that nigga a heat map, dog. Dog, New York is popping, dog.
Damn, and why?
Look at this shit, dog. Nigga, Massachusetts, man.
This shit crazy.
Like, I know I got family out there in New York and shit, so they probably be tapped in or whatever, but.
Hell yeah, damn. That bitch red as hell.
Yeah, but I'm like, who the fuck is living in Connecticut? Who the fuck is in Rhode Island, Massachusetts and shit? To the goddamn pod and shit, nigga.
Yeah, that's crazy, though. That's what's up, though, for real.
Yeah, nigga, D.C., Maryland and shit. All that shit, man. Shout out to that. But, nigga, I just hope we all get our credit at the end of the day, man. That's all.
Yeah, facts, man. I definitely agree, but I don't think we are, though.
You don't think
so? The way it's looking, nigga, they ain't gonna give us our credit.
That's what I'm saying. I'm in here in St. Louis, niggas rapping on our beats. I saw the Louisville nigga from Kentucky rapping on the beat. Man. It's like,
it's, and that's all up. Town that just niggas from DB visiting on some,
yeah,
trapping shit
for real. No cap, nigga. I was watching that goddamn No Jumper interview with Jack Harlow and shit, and even he said, like, they're kind of like in the middle. They're one of those, what they call it, one of those states that, whereas they can just kind of, like, touch anywhere type shit. Like,
where that nigga from?
I think he's from Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
He like, man, we like a hour away from here. We like an hour away from Atlanta. We like an hour away from, you know, Chicago. Like, you know, that type of shit, man. But he said, like, shit, they listen to a lot of that Detroit shit, man.
Damn, that's crazy.
Hell yeah.
Who would have thought?
For real. For real, that shit crazy, bro.
That shit definitely wild.
Man. But, oh, man. I saw some bullshit today, though.
What?
Man. I'm trying my best not to, like, you know, remain positive, not to be, you know, negative and things of such, man. But I saw, like, you know, Lisa Ray, man. She got on Instagram talking about she about to start her OnlyFans.
And I ain't mad at that. It's like 10 years too late.
But I feel like she should have leaked the titty like at least 10 years ago.
Yeah, but it's better late than never, though.
Yeah, that's true, man. I think a lot of these women are looking at OnlyFans as a quick way to get a bag real quick, man.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's oversaturating the market.
Mm.
I would love to know what a porno bitch think at a time like this.
Yeah, true, true.
I'm going to have to do some Googles. see what bitch I can get in contact with. Because I feel like a lot of these bitches, man, they get on OnlyFans just to collect a quick bag. And it don't even really be
content.
Yeah, it be bullshit.
It don't be quality content.
It don't be. It be bitches on there teasing. Shout out to all my Reddit and, you know, my niggas and shit. My Discord niggas and shit. But, yeah, niggas be punching them goddamn sites and they be uploading it and be like, yup, don't waste y'all time, boys.
Damn. Man, I'd be pissed if I get on the motherfucking bitch OnlyFans and she on that bitch teasing.
Oh, crazy, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to my Discord and Reddit niggas and shit. Niggas punched the goddamn Amber Rose OnlyFans.
What her shit and shit?
Her shit is, you know, she's showing that shit, though. I ain't gonna hold you, man. Mm. She's showing, she got some, she a nicely built woman, I'm gonna say that.
Mm-hmm.
She a nicely built woman, man. And she ain't scared to show that cootie cooch.
Mm.
She been showing that cootie cooch.
Damn.
Yeah.
So what else she be doing on that bitch?
She ain't get foul yet, mm-hmm. You know, still new. But, you know, she had her promo video, you know, showing the ass, showing the titties, man. Showing a little bit of cooch. You know, I'm pretty sure, like, this, her OnlyFans are probably only about a week and a half, 2 weeks old. According to, you know, as far as, like, the content that I've seen so far.
Damn, that shit crazy, though. I mean, I would be interested in the Amber Rose OnlyFans. But if she ain't on there doing shit for real, then...
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm going to give it a couple more weeks, let my Reddit niggas and, you know, my Discord niggas get all the research and shit. And I'm going to share it with y'all boys, man, you know, let y'all know, you know, give a thorough review.
How freaky you think Lisa Ray getting on that bitch?
I'm going to tell you 40
years in.
I'm going to tell you like this, man. In Lisa Ray's case, man, this is an honest step down for her.
This is definitely a step down.
This is a step down. This bitch was fucking with princes and kings of Zamunda and shit like that, man.
Yeah, this shit is...
But as far as with her content, I don't think we're going to really get too much shit. It's probably going to be more like teasing.
Yeah, you know, bitch 53.
Occasional, you know, titty nipple, maybe.
But I ain't going to lie. This bitch is 53 years old.
She 53.
At this point.
God damn.
At this point, we do not want to see that shit. I feel like once you get that age, it's like your day is a stripping.
Mm-hmm.
And all that type of shit is over. Should be over. It should be a dignified, I done had my years. It's time to let go.
And let these young couples have it. Let them have it.
Yeah, facts. Facts. But I'm definitely still going to tap in.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that shit for sure. No cap. Hell yeah, nigga. I'm watching that shit for surely, man.
No cap. No man. Cap.
You know what? I'm feeling a certain way about this nigga Vlad, man. I know that shit was kind of random, but I just thought about that shit like just now and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because he got this white man on that bitch, dog. That's taking some type of drug or something,
mm-hmm.
But it's causing his skin to become melanated and he's starting to get darker.
Aww.
And he's trying to say that, you know, he's a black man.
Aww. This nigga Vlad, like, the most coonest nigga that's not a nigga.
Yeah. I was talking to my old man about this shit literally yesterday or whatever, and I felt like, at this point, like, what are you trying to gain from this? What are you trying to, I say, you know, educate your listeners and viewers of the of his show or whatever. I feel like having this guy Nuka Zeus on, I don't feel like we're learning much from this situation besides a person that's clearly, you know, mentally not there.
Yeah, facts. Man, glad I worked with the police for real.
No cap.
And Narwhal.
I fuck with Narwhal.
I fuck with Narwhal too, but he worked with the police.
For you real. Think so?
Narwhal worked with the police. Do. I don't think I'd do a Narwhal interview.
I would.
That shit'd be trippy, but I ain't doing no lab.
Solomon dude. Rich.
Man, this nigga gonna bring us some bullshit.
He gonna be like, so there was a speculation you had the scam Bible.
Did you tell people about the scam Bible?
I ain't gonna lie, I walked up in this bitch, dog. This nigga had the scam Bible wide the fuck open.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, damn, who the fuck social is this?
Oh, shit. Ah, oh, that's hilarious, dog.
For the police out there, I'm lying.
Yeah, sure.
That's some Vlad shit for your ass. For
real. So where did you get your socials from?
For real. Dog, but yeah, man, I think this nigga Vlad, man, it's getting to the point, man, even I'm starting to get tired of his shit, dog.
Yeah, definitely, like.
Cause he had NBA YoungBoy Big Brother on that bitch, man.
What is he talking about?
I mean, it's still kind of new. You know, he's still trying to like you know fill out the conversation. You know, so far, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But it got to a point whereas you know, he was telling Vlad that you know his mom fell on hard times and. You know, left him with the next door neighbor, and he started living with, you know, with his grandmother and grandfather and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about NBA YoungBoy Big Brother, I should say.
All right.
And he said, you know, it was cool. You know, mom eventually came back, whatever, this and the third, happy family. And Vlad just kept on pressing the issue, like, yeah, you know, the only type of shit I can think of, like, was she on drugs? You sure? Like, damn. You know, was she a dope fiend? You know, just kept on, like, pressing, dog. And my man, he stayed calm and collected. He was like, well, I don't know. I don't think she was on drugs or whatever, you know.
Damn.
She just fell on a hard time, and she felt like they would be able to take care of me. And Vlad just kept on pressing the issue. Like, I know you got some type of resentment to your mother. He was like, yeah. Nigga, that's my mom. I still love her.
All right.
She did what she thought was best.
Damn. That's
and I just bad. Felt like in that situation, I felt like Vlad should have just picked up on whatever dog was saying and just would have just been like, all right, alone. Yeah, left it alone. Mm. Even to the fact whereas, you know how Vlad do, you know, talk about, you know, how early niggas got into the streets and shit.
Yeah.
And dog was saying like, yeah, you know, you know, it's been hard. You know, I had to sleep in the house, you know, with my aunties and uncles. And, you know, it was dope fiends around, this, that, and the third. And then Vlad was like, is that about the time that you, you know, got into the streets yourself?
Man.
And dog was like, no, nigga. Nigga, I just looked at it like shit, you know. That's just what life is.
Man, that's crazy.
Then he go on to say, like, well, when did you start getting into the streets? He was like, Like, man, I just wanted to make money. Like, if I had to cut grass, I cut grass.
Right. He trying to avoid the
question. Yeah, he trying to avoid it to his best ability. And, like, Vlad still kept pressing the issue to the point where he just like, all right, yeah, me and YoungBoy, we used to break into houses here and there.
Damn.
It was like, the way, like, that whole shit just went down, man, it just... It definitely turned me off to like the whole Vlad TV shit.
I bet niggas be regretting doing interviews with Vlad, cause like I was watching this Conway interview. This nigga was like, "So what happened the night you got shot? You know why Conway mouth twisted and shit?"
Right.
This nigga Conway explained what happened. Hootie woo. He was like, "Do you know who shot you?" He's like, "Come on, Vlad. Streets right. talk." Like.
Yeah. Like, I feel like some questions don't need to be asked.
Like, why are you asking this type of shit? Yeah. Like, I couldn't do a Vlad interview, like, and I ain't did no bad shit, but it's just like, if I was to ever do some bad shit,
right,
definitely not sitting down with this nigga.
I think certain people just got to put him in place when he starts saying that type of wild shit, because sometimes it, you know, as far as, you know, the interviewee, you know, they might get caught off guard, you know, yeah, with these questions. Somebody to be in the background, be like, hey, man, nah. Just like when Sada was on that bitch saying they had asked Sada about 4-2 Doug.
Damn.
You feel me? I heard a nigga in the background like, nah, we ain't doing that.
Damn.
And he was like, cool enough. Like, he cut that shit out after that. Like, yeah.
So why Sada, what did Sada say? Like, he ain't respond?
Nah, he didn't respond. He's like, I ain't gonna talk about that shit.
Damn,
and then you can hear somebody in the background like, nah, we ain't doing that. Like, it need to be more solid people around like that to keep Vlad in check when you start, you know, saying some questionable shit, especially when it's dealing with, like, some street shit.
Yeah, facts. Man.
But you can come to the motherfucking Drug Table Talk with podcast with Meech and Spiff and Solo, nigga. You can talk that street shit with us.
Yeah, we ain't going to ask no incriminating questions.
Unless you just want to spill the tea, nigga.
Yeah, and that's on you then.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, at the end of the day, man, it is what it is, man.
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
But if niggas haven't done already, make sure y'all niggas subscribe to the YouTube, man. Meech and Spiff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Man, I got some shit. Matter of fact, that I'ma you know, run by Solo when we get done and shit. Because I got some ideas and things I wanna do, like, as far as like more visuals and shit. Especially, yeah, you know, that podcast that we did that didn't come out.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nigga,
yeah, yeah.
I listened back and the audio on the
video
on
good.
The video is good. So I'm gonna just put those up,
yeah,
on YouTube.
Definitely drop that shit.
Yeah, I think they only, I think it's only maybe about like 20-25 minutes long in total. But I'm gonna put that out on the Meech and Spiff channel on YouTube for sure. So make sure y'all niggas do that. And then we got some new visuals coming up, man, too.
Hell yeah, a lot of great content on that bitch.
Absolutely, man. But shit, man. Before I bring this shit to an end, man, you got any last words that you like to say? Any topics that you thinking about, my guy?
I don't know, man. I just been in the crib watching movies, so I've been on my movie critic shit.
Man.
But I do want to say this before we get about this bitch. You know, a lot of people talk about the best rapper turned actors.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you say is your top three?
Top three rapper turned actor.
Or rappers that act.
Rappers that act?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not including Will Smith.
Damn. Not including Big Willie style?
Yeah, not including Will Smith.
I gotta say Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I gotta say, who else, man? Rap. That's hard, man. I mean, it's a lot of okay actors that rapped.
But think about the best. Think carefully.
I'm thinking, man. Ain't nobody really jumping out to me like right now.
All
right,
I'm gonna get my list.
Maybe Ice Cube. But
that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one. I can't be mad at that.
But I would say I'm only kind of shaky on that only because of the roles that he played. Like, he played, you know, more comedic, family oriented roles.
Yeah, he never played no like super serious shit.
Yeah, no.
I mean, Boys in the Hood, you know, that.
Yeah,
Higher Learning, a little bit.
Okay, Higher Learning. Yeah, yeah. I forgot about Higher Learning. Yeah. Yeah.
My list is I got Mos Def at number one.
Damn. See, that's the type of nigga I be forgetting. Like, Mos Def, yeah. Mos Def is a brilliant, well, he's a very good actor.
Then number two, this is my new, I added this newly to the list.
Oh, man, that's some bullshit.
Queen Latifah.
Okay, yes, absolutely.
Queen Latifah.
She is a great actress.
Nigga, I just seen Bessie. Well, I don't know if some of you remember, but that man
is that what movie is that? The man she playing like a singer or something.
Blue singer.
Yeah,
the man where she had the titties out. That's from the movie Bessie.
You sick bitch.
That's from the movie Bessie, and I just want to say,
yes,
why y'all niggas need to go watch Bessie, dog. Like Monique had a very good role in that shit. Mike Epps was in that bitch playing a serious role.
Shout out to Mike Epps.
That nigga was still funny and he ain't tell no jokes. That nigga was trying to be serious, dog.
That nigga face is just like, like exude dog. Funny, nigga.
You just gonna laugh at this nigga for no reason, dog. But yeah, I say Queen Latifah and then Tupac.
Okay. That's solid, man. I fuck with it. Nigga, yeah. See, that's the type of shit I be forgetting about, like Queen Latifah and shit.
Yeah.
Because she been, as far as like I know, mm-hmm. like she been acting, doing TV, movies.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty sure she probably did some type of shit in goddamn Broadway.
Yeah, you feel me? Like Queen Latifah, great for real. Yeah,
she definitely one of the ghosts for sure, man.
I used to have Common in the list, but I think them three better than that nigga.
I agree, man. Common, sometimes he don't be showing no type of like real emotion.
Yeah, it's like he kind of just be walking through the road.
Yeah, he's so goddamn hood. It's like, oh no, dog.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, I fuck with it. I fuck with it, man.
Hell yeah, man.
But yeah, dog. But I appreciate all 13 of y'all. Fuck niggas, always showing up, showing love, giving feedback when it's due. And that was the motherfucking Drug Table Talk podcast with Meech and Spiff. And hey, remember, we don't sell drugs. We sell knowledge and slang game and A Solo.
Yeah, what up, dude?
Before we shake up out of this bitch, it's okay if I can call her one?
Yeah, go ahead, call her one.
Oh, funky dog head bitch. We out, man.